CBD Revolution. The world is discovering CBD and its potential for numerous health benefits. Hemp Fusion Wellness is the premier company looking at CBD with a whole food perspective. For the highest quality CBD oils and products for stress, sleep, energy, and topicals, it's Hemp Fusion. This CBD Revolution highlight has been brought to you by Hemp Fusion Wellness, U.S. trading symbol CBDHF, and in Canada, CBD.U. Web address, hempfusion.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Gregory Copley, the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs, looking at Morocco and its conflict in the region. This is the Mediterranean basin, vital to the success of Africa and Europe. And yet, the headline in the Financial Times, Morocco asserts its power as diplomatic spats simmer. Dispute over contested Western Sahara territory sets Rabat against neighbors and EU trading partners. Gregory, a very good evening to you. The Financial Times, very carefully diplomatic, is not using the word Algeria, but my understanding these last weeks and months is that there's long a feud, a contest, a confrontation between Morocco and Algeria. Has it turned a page? Is it ready for more than just sharp words? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. Well, yes, it is getting to the point where Algeria seems determined to resort to military force to basically get itself out of a rut. It's interesting that we see a situation in which things get a little boring, the population gets restive, the economy is in decline. So the answer is, let's go to war. Well, that's what Algeria has done on a number of occasions. The difference is that this time the Algerians are now a very sophisticated military power, and they have nowhere else to go. They have run out of their era of physical expansion. So this is going to get very interesting indeed over the next few months. But it is a conflict which does not need to happen. But the alternative to an interstate conflict might be a renewed internal conflict inside Algeria.
What is the presenting issue, given that it isn't everything, but it turns on the Western Sahara and the Polisario? It's been for many years, right? Even decades. We're talking about a feud that dates to the 20th century.
That's correct. In fact, the feud goes back even beyond that. The feud is between two fundamentally different societies. Morocco is a traditional society which has an identity as a collection of different cultures and languages and traditions, but they've all learned to work together under this Moroccan identity for centuries. Algeria's another thing entirely. It was always a foreign-owned entity, if you like. You had the Bey of Algiers, that's B-E-Y, not who functioned out of the Bey, B-A-Y, of Algiers. It was a small sultanate which later became was run by the Ottomans, and then for 132 years it was run by the French. So it was always this foreign-owned entity, was always built around a foreign metropolitan region, Algiers itself. So it really was a city-state which started to acquire empire, acquire territory further and further into Africa, butting up against Morocco and the like. But it evolved into a modern Arab socialist nation state in that classic boom of Arab nationalism in the 1960s. So it's been both metropolitan and, if you like, Arab modernist in the 1960s socialist sense. So this is very, very different from the sort of traditional culture of Morocco. So they've always been at odds. But what really brought them into direct confrontation was the fact that this Algerian empire, which grew from that small enclave around Algiers, it just started growing physically until it butted against the territories owned by the Moroccans and other African states and so on to the east and south. So basically, we saw a couple of wars over this. We saw modern Algeria want to get a land access to the Atlantic. And when the Spanish finally moved out of their colonial occupation of what was once Moroccan Western Sahara, the Algerians more or less claimed that and put up this straw man called Polisario to claim that this was their territory. Well, frankly, they never, Polisario never occupied, and its adherents never occupied Western Sahara, and the traditional tribal leaders and tribes in Western Sahara all subsequently have said that they see themselves as Moroccan. So the Algerians still want to expand. The only way they can do that is by declaring war against Morocco. Now, this was exacerbated by the reality that President Trump, in one of his final gestures with creating the Abraham Accords between Israel and a number of Arab states, including Morocco, added a rider to the deal with Morocco, which was that the U.S. would recognize formally that Morocco controlled Moroccan Western Sahara and that the claim of Algeria and Polisario was null and void, and that the protracted United Nations negotiating on this, which had been sustained by the left for decades, was no longer going to have any traction. And it's important because that Polisario claim to give Algeria this land access to the Atlantic was something which was very important to Algeria's main international supporters, namely the Soviet Union, now Russia, and the People's Republic of China.
You report inside the Algerian government, the NLF, the National Liberation Front, rules from the shadows and from the armed forces. What does it represent? And is that manipulating the very senior president?
Yes, well, in fact, the new president, who's been only there for a year or so, Abdelmadjid Tebboune, he's 75 years old. He's ostensibly nonpartisan, but really he represents the FLN, the Front de Liberation Nationale, and that represents really the core of the military. But the reality is that in the parliament, the FLN has not had the traction. It's been declining in its import. But yet the control of everything through the armed forces is really the FLN.
Because Algeria looks to be ramping up for an armed conflict, how does this affect Europe? Europe has struggled with the migration story, the human trafficking from Libya. Mm. Does this also threaten that because people would be fleeing from the Sahel?
Well, there's no question that you'd get a refugee problem from Algeria and Morocco. And there has been a progressive movement of Algerians into France, particularly for decades, even since the independence of Algeria in 1962. So you've got this massive Algerian population there and a smaller Moroccan population. The Moroccans tend to go backwards and forwards between France and Morocco because Morocco itself is so prosperous. Morocco traditionally is a much smaller population and smaller economy than Algeria, but now we see the Moroccan population at 34 million, the Algerian at about 41 million, but the GDPs are coming closer and closer together. Firstly, the Algerian GDP is declining dramatically and has done for the last 4 or 5 years. The Moroccan GDP is growing. Morocco is a very successful country and has managed to have truly transparent democratic elections for some years now. They first elected under the king. They elected an Islamist government, which was very moderate and pro-monarchy. But then that was just voted out, and we see a conservative government elected by civil society. So, but very, very transparently done. Whereas Algeria, it's all manipulated, and it's all about control from the center. Whereas Morocco is about, you know, a much more dispersed thing. So if we see a war, we will get, yes, a refugee problem. We'll also see probably an uprising of tribal groups within Algeria, particularly the Berber movements, who have been denied any sense of identity by Algiers for years, whereas the Berbers in Morocco have not only been supported, they've been their language has been respected. Now the teaching of Berber is mandatory in all schools for all people in Morocco, and the Moroccans have pioneered the development of a written Berber language. So the Berbers of Algeria are naturally getting a little restive, and so Algiers is blaming its own Berber problem on the fact that, or the claim that Morocco is financing these Berber movements in Algeria, particularly the movement for the self-determination of Kabylie, which goes by the acronym of MAK. This is really the core of what Algeria is saying now. Morocco is supporting MAK. It is therefore basically responsible for the massive bushfires which got underway in August, which is a pretty far-fetched claim. The Moroccans have not responded to this. They've tried to dampen down this sort of protest. But meanwhile, both have been modernizing their armed forces to a great degree. Morocco with mostly US and some French equipment, ships and aircraft. The Algerians have been buying massive amounts from Russia. China, the PRC, has been basically the great economic partner of Algeria during this recent decline in the Algerian economy. But Algiers still looks to Russia as the provider of its frontline air power. It's got the S-400 air defense system. It's even requested from Moscow that it should be allowed to buy the Sukhoi 57, which is the most advanced fighter in the world. The Russians have not responded to that. They have only got two Sukhoi 57s themselves in the Russian Air Force inventory, and it'll be a long while before they export them. But the fact that Algeria is demanding that and demanding other advanced Sukhoi fighters, it shows that they are putting their diminishing fortunes really squarely behind military modernization.
We're speaking of Algeria and Morocco on the western side of Africa, Mediterranean Basin. We're going to turn to the eastern side of Africa, the Red Sea Basin, and Ethiopia, where there is a raging civil conflict headlined in Europe constantly. Gregory Copley is the editor and publisher of Defense and Foreign Affairs. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.